Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, you have just tuned in to Global Gospel, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And before we get totally started, I want you to let your family, let your friends, let your neighbors know to log on live with us, because there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this way. If your souls not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. We praise God for another Saturday afternoon that the Lord has allowed us to be in the land of the living. In fact, it is the first Saturday of a brand new year. And so we thank and praise God for allowing us to cross over, to leave one year and to start another calendar year. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to God that I made it over. Continue to stay tuned with us for the next hour. God bless you.
Over.
Listen,
when I look back where he brought me from,
I made it.
on Put Your Hands Together on Saturday afternoon and give God praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. We made it over. No matter what happened last year, God has still allowed us to be in the land of the living. My favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 27:13, I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we are alive today. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Once again, thank you. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are glad that we made it over. And as you know, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. We don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear, but we pray that it is a blessing to you and to you and to you. We thank God for all of you, our listeners around the world, the listeners in the United States, Canada, in the South America, in the West Indies, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, Australia. We thank God for you, Reverend and First Lady Furman. We thank God for you, for those listening down in Silver Spring, Evangelist Townsend, Sister Tish. We thank God for you, for our New York listeners, Sister Mel. Thank God for you to the Norman family, Cox family, Townsend family. We thank God for you to Sister Brown in Maryland, to those in Delaware, those in Florida, those in Illinois. We thank God for you and you and you. And what we need to do, Sister Lois Carter, what we need for you to do on this year, I need you to call me and let me know that you are listening. 619-924-0800. And we'll open the lines up for you in a few minutes. 619-924-0800. Let us know that you are listening to Global Gospel. Leave us a comment in the comment section. We want to wish everyone a happy and prosperous New Year. We pray that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper in the year 2021. We thank God. Somebody thought they wasn't going to make it, but certainly you did make it. When somebody else thought you weren't going to make it, when they counted you out, God saw fit to let you live on just a few more days. We want you to know that our shows, all shows, are archived. You can reach us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And immediately after this episode, you can listen to it in its entirety. If you would like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331 in Hempstead, New York, where our zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want you to know that we are on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. And if you go to Facebook, if you go to Twitter, and you go to Tumblr, there is a direct link to all of our episodes. And so we want you to reach out to us, send us a friend request. We will be happy to accept your friend request. We like and ask for you to share our page and let others know that you are listening to Global Gospel as well. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, we want to share with you our theme scripture here at Global Gospel. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And it simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here to free you, to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. Christ came and he lived and he died and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Without his shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. He came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so we praise God today for abundant life. And we want you to know that it's not over. You don't have to go under. You don't have to be out, because Christ is here for you. And certainly, although It may look bad. We want you to seek the Lord while he may be found. And certainly then you will reap all the benefits. And the Bible says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. And we do have a message that we are going to share with you in a few minutes. But I just want to share this with you. Perhaps you had a rough year on last year. Well, that's all said and done. And maybe somebody carried something over into this year. But know that no matter what happens, I got a testimony. Stay tuned and be blessed. No test, no testimony. Testimony that God brought me out, and certainly he brought us out on the winning side. God has an expected end for you, so hold on and see what the end will be. And we know that God always has a strong finish for you. We do have a particular passage of scripture that we want to share with all of you, our listeners, on this Saturday afternoon. And then we have some awesome music and songs that will minister to you on today as well. But in if you look at the title for today says Seek Ye First. And it's, we know that it's the beginning of a new calendar year, and we know that God makes all things new. And in our scripture for today, we are going to read Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. So you can get your tablets, you can get your iPads, you can get your phone, your apps out, your regular Bible, if you want to read along with us. Because one thing that we need to do in this new year is we need to read more about God. Certainly we cannot know someone that we do not study. And the Bible lets us know to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so many people have been walking in darkness, they've been walking in lies, they've been walking in defeat and deceit because they don't know the truth, they won't read the truth, and they can't rightly divide the truth. But if you read it for yourself, and you can know God for yourself, and that is what I emphasize, is to know God for yourself. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, we're going to read 30 through 33, and I'm going to read both the King James Version, and I'm going to read the New International Version for comprehension purposes. Chapter 6, verse 30 through 33. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of all these things. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The NIV version says, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That is the reading of God's scripture. Seek ye the Lord. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your word. Sanctify your word, for your word is truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, is our prayer. You are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many people today are looking for a lot of things. We want earthly and material possessions. As the circle of life will present itself, people are seeking a mate, a husband, a wife. They also look to increase their family by becoming a mother or a father. In education, we look to matriculate through grammar school, through junior high, through high school, through college, and to graduate school. We seek careers. We seek employment. We seek entrepreneurship. We want a house. We want a car. We want a boat. We want vacations. We want leisure time. We want vacation time. But in all the seeking, have we sought the Lord? We seek to find a church to join an auxiliary, to exercise our membership, to pay our tithes, our dues, attend all events, participate in community service. But have we really sought the Lord? In the passage of scripture that we read, we find only an excerpt of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. It was not a sermonette. It was not a homily. It wasn't just words of inspiration. It was not bound by the calendar. It was not bound by the clock or the day of the week. And as theologians would suggest, this Sermon on the Mount has been suggested and recorded that it may have went on for not just hours, but days. People during that time and this time as well were so caught up in reading scripture and following rules, orders, and sects, so into traditions and pagan practices that they really had no knowledge of a true and living God. The Apostle Paul warns in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, his son Timothy. He tells him about the last days, and he tells him about perilous times, and he tells him something like what would be going on in 2020 and what would be going on in 2021 and until what is going on until Jesus returns. He lets you know that there are people that have a form godliness but deny the power thereof. That is a message in itself, and we could stop there and park there all day for the rest of the day. But we are dealing with a generation that is in total denial of who God is, in denial about their relationship with God. They know that there is a God, but they do not know the God for themselves. I mean, in 2020, we saw that God gives life and that he takes life. God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. We saw God move, and we continue to see God move in a way that no one in recent history has experienced. I mean, there's people 80, 90, 100 years old that saying they have never seen anything like this. I would concur and confess that after what we just lived through, what we just experienced, that there is a self-existing God, that there is a Yahweh, that there's a true and living God. And Moses wanted to know who he was. He says, I am that I am. And when the Bible lets us know that God swears by his own name, I believe somebody wanted to know where God came from. And it's like, I believe Isaiah said that he came from Teman. And I can't speak from anyone else, but I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So while you are seeking the Lord, you must come out of denial. He is God all by himself. He's a holy God. He was, he is, and he is to come. He has no beginning, and he has no end. He operates in eternity. But God has, although he has no end, he has an expected end for you. For Jeremiah says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And you may not expect your end. The people around you may not expect your end, whether it be good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. We all have an end. And while we're still talking about seeking the Lord, but there's so much involved in seeking God, we have to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and run the race with patience. And we cannot run the race if we're heavy. In the world of art, in the world of design, there is a debate. And that debate is form versus function. Some say if you form something, the function. Some say that if you come up with the function, you will create a form. For example, the goal is to make a building. Once the building is complete, the user decides what this building would be, if it's going to be a house, a church, a school, etc. In that case, the form comes first and the function follows. On the other hand, the goal is to make a church. So one designs a building that looks like a church. You get the point. And then the form comes later, because the function is first and then comes the form. And it seems complex, and many people have their own idea whether form or function comes first. But let me give it to you in a biblical sense. In Genesis, God formed man out of the dust of the earth. And then he took the rib and he created woman. And then after he made the form, he breathed the breath of life into us. So there was a form. And then after God breathed life into you, you now have a function. You were created to give God praise. I'm still talking about denial. I'm still talking about seeking ye first the kingdom of God as it relates to us, as it relates to spirituality. Form versus function. A form of godliness. I dress the part. I look the part. People see me go to church. They see me give money. They see me belong to this and to that. But inside, I have a heart of stone. No Bible reading, no Bible living, no faith, no salvation, no conviction, no anointing, no power, no spirit, no Holy Ghost. I have a form, but no function. I'm a dead man walking around, no light or no life. We know that man is body, soul, and spirit. And this is how one person put it this way. See yourself as a spiritual being with a human body. Don't view yourself as a body with a spirit. Emphasis should be always on the spirit man. I'm talking about seeking the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. Though our outward man perish, inward man is renewed day by day. Romans, you can read Romans around the 8th chapter and the 12th verse, and it will let you know that therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. There's nothing good in the flesh. All that is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Don't get caught up in the lust and the pride of life. My second point for this Saturday afternoon, the debate of nature versus nurture. In the world of psychology, in the world of education, in the world of parenting, it's all about nature versus nurture. The Bible lets us know that there is no good thing in the flesh. Your flesh will lead you wrong. By nature, you are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The form of sin is your nature. And when I would do right, evil is present because of my nature. You are going to want to lie, to cheat, and to steal because of your nature. But Romans 8 and 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Who am I, Father? Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus took on the form of flesh with the function to save the world from sin. So here we are, the Sermon on the Mount. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In 2021, we need to seek the Lord like never before. We need to seek salvation. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So we need on 2021, I need you to make a list in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, that what all the things that we need to seek from a holy and righteous God. We need to seek healing from God because healing is the children's bread. We need to seek healing from God because there is a bomb in Gilead. The answer is not the vaccine. And yes, God gave us physicians for the sick, but don't think that a human has the answer to your problem. God may use a human to give you an answer, but God is the greatest physician. Prayer of faith shall heal the sick Healing is the children's bread. And so perhaps in 2020, your heart didn't pump right. Your liver didn't purify right. Your blood wasn't flowing correctly. Your pressure wasn't operating correctly. Perhaps you had some sickness, some lupus, some cancer, some AIDS, some anemia. But God is greater than all of that. And so on this year, we're going to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And once we seek him, we believe that God will give us a healing. We're going to seek the word on this year because God's word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. The Bible says, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Seek the word in 2021 because God's word, they are spirit and they are light. And then we need to seek deliverance. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. 2 Timothy said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Seek the Lord first things first. He will give you power over your enemy. He will give you healing over your sickness. He's greater than any situation in your life. And because Christ came, we're able to overcome sickness, death, hell, and the grave. Seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't seek people. Don't seek family. Don't seek friends. Don't seek notoriety. Don't seek popularity. But seek God's kingdom because we are citizens of God's kingdom, and certainly God is coming back for his people. And so we need to make sure that we have sought the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. Seek ye the Lord. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
If you seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. We thank you for sharing with Global Gospel this Saturday afternoon. I told you I need you to call in. 619-924-0800. We have just a few minutes left. We have a special giveaway. If you call in, we will have a surprise for you in this new year. Our phone number, 619-924-0800. This is your season. You have to decree and declare it, that everything you want and everything that you need, that God will supply it in this season. Shout us out, Global Gospel, 619-924-0800. It's your season. Stay tuned. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say. It's your season.
I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, truly blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. God made the promise.
God made the promise.
And you stood the test.
You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Window of heaven.
Pour you out.
Pour you out of blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, it, yeah. I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here. Because of his blood, he's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season,
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made your promise.
God made your promise.
And you stood. Hold on, child of God.
It's your season.
Hold on, child of God. Say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed. It's my season to be delivered.
Amen. Once again, we thank you all for tuning in this Saturday afternoon, the first Saturday, January 2nd, 2021, with Global Gospel, with me, yours truly, as your host. Once again, we thank you, all of our listeners who participate each and every week, and we have come down to the close of the hour, and we have just a few minutes left, and certainly you still have time to call in 619-924-0800 to let Global Gospel listeners know that God has kept you up until this present moment, and certainly that he is able to keep you and continue to keep you from falling and present you faultless before His throne. And we thank God for a God like that. There is none like Him. And we can search all over and we'll find that there is none like God. And we thank God for this new season and this new day and this new opportunity just to share with you. And we have a great lineup for you on this year. If you have something that you'd like to share with Global Gospel, you can, once again, email us, globalgospel17@gmail.com, or you can call us and leave us a message, 516-481-3187. And our number in studio when we're live is 619-924-0800. Well, once again, we encourage you to continue to read the scripture, to study God's word, to be healthy, to prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. That means to eat right, to take your vitamins, to take care of yourself, be mindful of those around you, that they would take care of themselves as well, and continue to trust in God and continue to obey Him and to seek God's kingdom. We have heard from some awesome people today. Pastor Norman Hutchins, It's Your Season. Pastor Timothy Wright, I Made It Over. Reverend Clay Evans, AARC, I Have a Testimony. Seek Ye the Lord by James Cleveland and Church. And then we had another Seek Ye the Lord. We took it way back. Orlando Draper and the Associates. And I think we're going to close today with Seasons Change. And that is Bishop Paul Morton and Aretha Franklin. And we thank God that our seasons do change. And we are going to close it this time. Thank you for sharing with us, Global Gospel. Remember, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for moving by your Spirit, God. We thank you for life and more life more abundantly. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus that we might have a right to the tree of life. God, we thank you for everything. God, we thank you for every mountain that you brought us over. We thank you for every valley that you brought us through. God, we thank you for being our peace, our strength, and our joy. We thank you for caring about us and loving us, God. We thank you today that we have an opportunity to pray, to call on you while we can do so, while you are near. We thank you, God, that you are near to the brokenhearted, God. Somebody's brokenhearted today, somebody discouraged, somebody's down and out, but God, lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage, bind the enemy on every hand. Somebody may be suicidal, God, but let them know that there is abundant life in you, that they don't have to kill themselves, they don't have to kill anybody else, but they can live and have abundant life in Christ Jesus, God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer, God. You're able to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out, God. We thank you that we are able to cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us, God. God, open doors that need to be opened, God. Close doors that need to be shut, God. And we'll forever give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. We know that it is so because we ask, believing that there is no good thing that you would withhold from us if we walk upright. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, thank you all for listening to Global Gospel. Remember, our show is archived. If you missed anything, you can listen in to the entire show immediately at the 2 p.m. hour. Again, happy, blessed, and prosperous New Year. Seasons change. You share the thinking
why do the leaves fall? Why does the sky fill up with gray?
Where do the birds go?
Think about it. Seasons change. Gonna change, they always change.
Sometimes life is gray like winter, the tears fall from your eyes, your heart's cold like December, and you start to wonder why.
Yeah. just to know that you're with me. Through the good times, through the bad times, through my ups and through my downs, through my good days and my bad days. Mm-hmm. It's so good to know.
Time.